Talking health now on a Monday morning with Norman Swan, and it seems that cancer specialists might be taking a misguided approach to the treatment of malignant tumours, which have returned and spread. A Dutch researcher believes that doctors are being outfoxed by the tumours, and it all comes down to game theory, apparently. Norman Swan, I'm looking forward to hearing more about this. Hello there.
Hi. Well, we've all seen the movie, I suppose, The Beautiful Mind.
Yes, John exactly
Nash,
right.
Who got the Nobel Prize for his work on game theory, an economist, a mathematician, I should say. So this is... When a tumour returns, it's bad news. I mean, I don't want to scare people, but essentially cure is a very rare thing to occur unless some magical new treatment comes along. Cure is unusual. So it's control. And some cancers are better to control than others. So breast cancer, when it comes back, there are lots of things left in the armoury, and women can live for many, many years, yep, sometimes a normal lifespan, even though it may have come back. But for many tumours, coming back is bad news. And what happens is, the way it's treated at the moment is that the cancer specialist comes in and they treat it the same way as they treat the first cancer, which is, I'm going to obliterate it. I'm going to annihilate this tumour. I'm going to get rid of every cancer cell in your body. The problem is that when a cancer comes back, it's toughened up. It's resistant to treatments. It's battle hardened in a sense. And what this researcher in the Netherlands, who's not a cancer researcher, but is, you know, an expert in game theory, says that doctors don't understand the game. I've actually covered this before in the Health Report many years ago with the person who discovered the ozone layer, Stephen Schneider, who got lymphoma and was shocked to discover that the doctors looking after him didn't understand game theory or decision-making theory. And he wrote, you know, he was a complete nightmare of a patient, as you can imagine. Anyway, this story is about, so if you look at game theory, there are two, I'm sounding as if I know what I'm talking about, but there are two kinds.
I'll humour you.
There are two kinds of games. One is you and I play a game, and we're sentient. We're thinking about it, and we're both trying at the same time to maximise our position. Second kind of game theory is kind of leader follower. I make a decision, and you react to that decision, but that assumes that you're thinking. The cancer cell is dumb. The cancer cell doesn't know
that. Tough and dumb.
Tough and dumb. Doesn't know that outside of the body there's this doctor in a white coat, you know, trying to work out what to do. And the doctor doesn't realise that he or she is actually in a potentially winning position and is dealing with a dumb player and doesn't play the game. So the doctor is in a position when they start off this process that they could win the game, but they rapidly fall into a trap set by the tumour, and it's really by evolution. And so it's a gift to the tumour. They get the chemotherapy comes along, tries mm-hmm. to wipe it out, and the resistant cells survive, grow back, and then the next time, and then what happens then is that they get regular treatment. In other words, the tumour can almost predict when the next treatment is going to come, because every 2 weeks or every week you get this treatment coming in, and the tumour then just hardens up and hardens up until it's untreatable. The game theory approach says, well, you know, you should actually be able to predict the way the cancer cell is going to behave, and you don't realize that inside the cancer cell there's another game going on. There's a game going on between resistant cells and cells that aren't resistant, and all those cells inside the cancer want to survive in their own right. So they're fighting with each other in a sense in their own game. And if the doctor was smart, the doctor would actually allow the cancer to play out the game inside and not be predictable. So what game theory, and some people are trying this in cancer care, suggests is you don't try to obliterate the tumour. You use lower doses of chemotherapy, which allows the sensitive cells within the tumour to survive and allow the battle to occur within the tumour, and that you don't come back at regular intervals. You wait to see what happens with the cancer. And if the cancer comes back, then you come back with another attack, maybe with a different drug, maybe with the same drug. And what a study has done, for example, in prostate cancer, has found that this approach, where you actually watch the tumour, watch how the tumour responds, has doubled the time to recurrence and halved the amount of chemotherapy that these men have had to receive. So it's not a cure. but it is a control process, which might actually be quite effective.
It's a game of nerves, isn't it? Because you, the doctor and the patient have to accept that they're allowing the tumour to coexist in a way and perhaps grow and toughen and...
That's right. But by growing, it actually becomes a bit weaker in sense of its resistance to treatment. And you play that game and you live with a tumour inside you. That's right. It does require a huge psychological shift.
It's a big throw of the dice. Norman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Norman Swan.